And now, it's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week, we'll give the latest music and interviews from the bands that make New Jersey rock. Coming up, we'll do an awesome instrumental from Steve Bellow. We're a brand new tune from These Wolves. Rock with the Spider Rockets and chat with Brian Bernard of Sell Yourself Short. They're playing Connolly's in New York on July 6th. But first, on the phone is Bobby Mahoney of Bobby Mahoney and the Seventh Son. Their self-titled album's out now, and you can catch them at Pianos in New York City on July 13th. Bobby, thanks for calling into the podcast.
Hey, Tom, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Dude, it's always a pleasure. Last time I saw you, you rocked the Jersey Rock Showcase over at the River Rock and Brick. Kick-ass show that night. But since then, you've done something a hell of a lot more noteworthy. You opened for Bon Jovi. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that was pretty insane. We were very lucky. The opportunity came up for us the week of. We were suggested to them, and they liked us. So we got the gig, and yeah, it was insane. It was very cool. We're very fortunate.
What was it like playing in front of all those people at the Prudential Center?
It was very unreal, but like it was like a dream come true, honestly. And just to look out and see, you know, just so many people, it was wild. And you know, but in some ways, it was like every other gig because we show up and play our gig, regardless if we're playing to 10 people or if we're playing to 17,000. So, but we had a blast.
And up on your Facebook page, you have that picture of you guys talking shop with John Bon Jovi. That is a great image.
When David sent us those pictures, I was like, oh my God, that's so cool. But yeah, no, it was a very cool moment to hang out with him too for a couple minutes. He was very nice to us.
Well, you're doing us proud. And of course, your new album, self-titled Bobby Mahoney and the Seventh Son, is available now. How could someone get a copy of that?
Physically, it's available at our shows. And if people want a physical copy, they can message us so we can mail them anywhere in the world. As well as digitally, it's available on Bandcamp, on Spotify, Apple Music. Anywhere music is either bought, sold, or stolen in 2018, you can find our record.
Now, coming up, a good opportunity to get the disc in person. You're playing Pianos in New York City on July 13th. What can people expect that night?
It's going to be a great night. We're playing with a band, YRDJ from Florida. They actually opened for Bon Jovi down there. Actually, they're coming up to New York, so we're playing with them. And then, yeah, it's going to be a cool night. We're excited for that one.
How can someone get tickets for that show?
Tickets will be available at the door, and I believe there might be a ticket link on their website.
Awesome. Beyond that, you're doing a show up at the AP Brewery on July 25th.
Yeah, that's going to be with the Penske File. That's going to be a good one.
The track we're doing tonight, Called It Quits. Tell us about this song.
Called It Quits is a single off the newest record, and it's about realizing when you need to move on from a situation and realizing when one door closes, you know, you got to look up for the next door. That's kind of what the song's about.
Hell yeah, man. It's a great track. Bobby Mahoney of Mahoney and the Seventh Son. Grab their self-titled album now and catch them at Pianos in New York City July 13th, the Asbury Park Brewery on July 25th. Bobby, thank you so much for calling into the podcast.
Hey, thanks for having us, Tom. I appreciate it. Always. Thank you.
Always a pleasure, bro. Right now, let's do that track. Here's Bobby Mahoney and the Seventh Son with Called It Quits on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
I called it quits on a night like this. It was so soft for letting done. Usually quiet, I took a step or two back from the wreck. Hard to believe there's anything left. Sorry about dragging you down. Up the depths of hell, spit you out. Sorry about dragging you down. Up the depths of hell, spit you out.
Steve Bello, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9, the Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. Oh, yeah.
On the Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. His Marblehead album's out now, and you can catch him at Roxy and Dukes in Dunlin on July 21st. Learn more at stevebellorocks.com. Steve will be my guest on Jersey Rock next week. On the phone is Darren Fisher of These Wolves. He's got a brand new single. We're about to premiere it on the podcast. It's coming out this Friday. Darren, thanks for calling into the Jersey Rock Podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, dude, it's a pleasure to have you on. I think we've done two Video of the Week features with you because you keep cranking out these great videos. But what I'd like to know is, because These Wolves, it isn't just a straight-up band. It's more of a project. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I started These Wolves back in 2016 after being in bands that really I didn't really do anything with them. And, yeah, just making music by myself, originally just, you know, doing it for me, and then eventually it just morphed into this huge thing with a bunch of players on it. So, yeah, and now we're alive and kicking and doing it that way, you know?
Yeah, and again, I love the music videos you're cranking out. We featured two of them, Dead to Me and most recently Enough is Enough. What goes into producing those videos?
Well, first, I do the song. I contact my a videographer that I want to work with this time. It was Austin Hine Productions, and we did Enough is Enough and Beautiful Musical. The next video is going to be done by him as well. Yeah, I book everything, you know, book the venue that I want to do it at, the the videographer, and we just go 12-hour days, you know, and you know, get it all done and stuff. And it always comes out amazing.
Yeah, it totally does. I want to know what advice you'd have for any band that's looking to put together a music video, maybe for the first time.
Do your research and kind of have a vision, even storyboard beforehand. That way it makes your vision more clear to the talent or the director or the videographer that you have.
Now, while your new single, Beautifully Miserable, is dropping on July 6th, how can someone get a copy of that?
You can stream it. It'll be on Apple Music, iTunes, if that's still a thing. I think it's the same thing. Spotify, Google Play, all that good stuff. So, and the video is going to be coming out late July, so you can see that on YouTube Music as well. So, yeah, it's going to be really cool.
What's the best way for people to stay on top of everything These Wolves?
You can go to thesewolves.com, and also we have Facebook. So facebook.com/thesewolves, and you can check it out. And yeah, it's going to be fun.
And the track we're doing is the one coming out on July 6th. Tell us about Beautifully Miserable.
Beautifully Miserable is a song I wrote kind of by accident. I heard Ellie Goulding's On My Mind, and I was like, that song kind of sounds like a Papa Roach song if it had heavy guitars in it. So I wanted to make a song that sounds like Justin Bieber getting punched in the face by Foo Fighters. So that's kind of how the song came out, is kind of a joke.
Well, it's a great tune, available July 6th. Darren Fisher of These Wolves. Dude, thank you so much for calling into the Jersey Rock Podcast.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me, and thank you for supporting, you know, These Wolves.
Keep cranking out the awesome tunes. Right now, let's do that track. Here's These Wolves with Beautifully Miserable on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Babe, something in the way. Tell you.
Helena from Spider Rockets, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9, the Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Rockets with Rip Your Heart Out on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. There are Long Came a Spider albums out now. You can score a copy at spiderrockets.com. On the phone is Brian Bernhard of Sell Yourself Short. Their self-titled EP is out now, and they're rocking Connolly's in New York on July 6th. Brian, thanks for calling into the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Dude, it's a pleasure to have you on. I have your self-titled EP here. What went into producing this?
Okay, we recorded our EP at Pete Steinoff from the Bouncing Soul Studio in Asbury. He mastered and engineered it, and it's available on Bandcamp, Apple Music, Spotify, all that. Actually, our Bandcamp is currently down, but it should be out by the end of today, which is Sunday, so the beginning of this week.
So anyone listening this week to the podcast, just go to sellyourselfshortnj.bandcamp.com.
Yes, that's exactly it.
Now, you guys are playing a show up in New York City on July 6th over at Connolly's. What can people expect that night?
This is going to be our first show with a new singer and rhythm guitar player. We're actually going to be playing some of the songs from our self-titled EP for the last time at the show, and we're going to be playing some new songs for the first time, so it should be an interesting mix.
Now, for this,
there's other great bands playing there also, and you don't want to miss it.
Now, for this show, can people just go to the door, or can you get tickets in advance?
Oh, yes, you can just go to the door. The Connolly's website, I believe they do have tickets on their website for $10, but they're also available for $10 at the door.
Looking ahead, what does the future hold for Sell Yourself Short?
Well, right now, once we get this show out of the way and make sure everything is all smoothed out and ready to go, we're planning on maybe late August booking a bunch of more shows in New Jersey and recording some of our new songs that we're putting out soon. Hopefully by the fall, we'll have a new EP out.
What's the best way for someone to stay on top of everything you guys are up to?
Our Instagram is our most active social media account. We have Facebook and Twitter and Bandcamp. But Instagram is the one that we use the most and probably gets the most attention. And that's Sell Yourself Short NJ also on Instagram. Pretty much everything on Facebook you can also see on Instagram, vice versa. But we tend to be more active with the Instagram. It just seems to be where the people are and where the people care more.
The track we're doing on the podcast is Bankruptcy. Tell us about this song.
It's a it's the only song on the EP written by our lead guitarist, Tom Wilson. And I guess it's the direction we're looking to move in the future, you know, now that we're working with a new singer and a new songwriter. But originally, we have a debut EP called Something Better, where all the songs were pretty much written and recorded by our original singer. And four out of the five songs on the self-titled were also written by our original singer. But so we're using the one that wasn't for our purposes. It's also, in our opinion, our best song.
Brian Bernhard of Sell Yourself Short. Their self-titled EP is out now, and you can catch them at Connolly's in New York on July 6th. Brian, thank you so much for calling on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Hell yeah, dude. Right now, let's do that track. Here's Sell Yourself Short with Bankruptcy on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
All these nights I spent alone, wondering where to go. Your voice keeps me awake at night. Maybe Tennessee, who knows where I'll go. I just can't hold on anymore. You make this seem so
Short with Bankruptcy on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Catch them at Connolly's in New York on July 6th and grab their self-titled EP at sellyourselfshortnj.bandcamp.com. That does it for this week's edition of the Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com every Monday for a new podcast or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter and Club Rat at WRAT.com to have it delivered straight to your email. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat's.